I also just want to ask you just a little bit. Do you want to talk about your time teaching in Japan? And is it true? Like, did you need a credential to do that, or how did that look for you?
Yeah, we did not need a specific credential. So this was back in the early 90s. And honestly, it was sort of a gig that a lot of us travelers did that allowed us to make money and also live abroad, right? And the money was crazy. So back then, to be an English teacher in Japan, you could make between like $25 and $50 an hour. And as a 21-year-old in the 90s, like that was insane. On the other hand, living in Japan was so expensive. And, but we were really used to living really, really cheaply, and we weren't extravagant. I was backpacking around when I was traveling, so it's not like I was staying in luxury hotels or anything. So it was really an amazing experience for me because they didn't want us to speak any Japanese. They only wanted us to speak English with our students. And that was really hard because I love learning about other cultures and languages when I'm working somewhere. And I'm living somewhere and traveling somewhere. I really wanted to have more of an exchange with my students. But the philosophy of education there was that we want these native English speakers to come over and only speak English to these students and not speak any Japanese. So I didn't learn very much Japanese there at all, and I do regret that. But it was an incredible experience to get to live in such a foreign culture for a year, and it was so different from anything I had ever experienced. And frankly, it was very, very hard. The Japanese having, it's an island, and with a need to protect themselves through history, they've become pretty xenophobic. And the word for foreigner is gaijin, which really means sort of scary outsider. And they have a saying there that, how we have that saying, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Their saying is the nail which stands out gets pounded in. And it's all about conformity, and it's all about, a uniform presence. And I was a tall, blonde, outspoken woman in a society
So
where I couldn't
you were the nail sticking out of the board.
exactly, I couldn't help, standing out. And so it was really hard for me, actually. And it was a really good, really the best lesson that I learned was that I would prefer to do work that I love and not make a whole lot of money than make a whole lot of money in work that I don't love.